Welcome back to Vermont Viewpoint. I'm Rick Sengary. The land we now call Vermont is the land of the Abenaki. And each year now, on Indigenous Peoples Day, we have the opportunity to celebrate the heritage of the Abenaki and learn more about their customs and history. This year, on Saturday, October 9th, there will be a great event for you to participate in Stowe, where you'll be able to do just that. Indigenous Peoples Day Rocks is a partnership with the Mohegan Abenaki and Stowe Vibrancy. Joining me now to discuss this special day is Don Stevens. He's chief of the Mohegan Band of the Cusick Abenaki Nation. Chief Stevens, welcome to Vermont Viewpoint.
Thank you. Kwekwe Nidomba. Hello, friend.
Hello there. All right. We also have with us this half hour Peter Schmickley, the music director of the Indigenous Peoples Day Rocks. Peter, thank you for being here as well.
Sure. Good morning. Thanks.
Good morning. And M.A. Green is the executive director of Stowe Vibrancy. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right. We have a full contingent. I'm going to start with you, Chief. This is a perfect opportunity for Vermonters to learn more about the Abenaki people. Can you give us a little history of the presence of the Abenaki in this area?
Well, we've been here for, you know, thousands of years. I think archaeological studies go back 11 or 12,000 years. But, you know, we were of this place, and the place is of us. That's why a lot of things are named based on place, like Mohegan River, Mohegan Basin is named after us, means place of the wooden traps, Missisquoi, place of the flint. So we have been rooted in this place since our existence. So the schools don't often teach about us, and in 2011 we actually had to show that we were still here and that we have always been here, and we have a living, vibrant culture. And that's when we went for recognition to be legally out of extinction, I should say, or legally here as an Indian tribe. So that's a process no one should have to go through, but we did it, and we're here, and we have a rich culture, and we're happy to partner with others like Stowe Vibrancy to help bring our culture to the forefront.
Yeah, and I remember when the legislature did that. It was a great moment in Vermont history and for the Abenaki. And tell us about the Abenaki people, you know, thousands of years ago. I know they did move about. They had settlements. Tell us what they were like.
Yeah, my ancestors, you know, we, like I said, we were part of the land. The land was part of us. We shared it with the trees and the animals. And we basically, the woods and the land was our grocery stores. So in the wintertime, we would move into the wintering grounds, which would be more of the woods, where, you know, most people know that deer yard. You know, if people hunt, they go to, you know, deer kind of go in the pines, which we are people of the pines. Because the snow is less, and we would hunt the big game animals like moose and deer and turkey and all those woodland animals. And then when the spring started, we'd start moving into the floodplains where the floods would leave fertile soil on the riverbanks, and it was easier to turn the soil and actually get fish for fertilizer. And we would hunt waterfowl and, you know, eat the things that are near the water, and it would also be our transportation routes. So it would, this cycle would allow the animals to replenish in different areas, so we wouldn't, you know, remove all of our resources. So part of what we're doing here with the Indigenous People Day Rocks is that we have harvest festivals. At the end of the year, we would gather up our crops that we grew along the riverbanks, the corns, the beans, the squash, those kind of things. And we would come together in a big feast, the harvest festival, and or a harvest. And we would trade, you know, crops amongst each other, put things up for the winter, process food, and just generally celebrate the bounty of the harvest and prepare for winter. So those are cycles that we still practice today. And we're having another event on the 25th of September at the VYCC, which is a harvest festival celebration, and also the October 9th, as me and Peter will talk about as well, is to celebrate just the harvest.
Well, let me ask MA about that. October 9th, the second annual Indigenous Peoples Day Rocks, which is being put on with Stowe Vibrancy. So what are some of the events that will be held that day in Stowe?
Sure. Well, the event starts at 10:30, and from about 10:30 to 2:30, we'll have Indigenous drumming. Chief is coming with his Nalhegan drummers, and we'll also have exhibitors, Native demonstrations, food vendors happening during that time frame. The event's free and open to the public for that period. And then starting at 3 o'clock, from 3 till about 6:30 or 7, is the rock and roll component of the event. And we're bringing in Blues Award-winning recording artist Joe Lewis Walker.
Well, let's let Peter Schmeichel tell us about what he's got lined up for that rock and roll part of the event on October 9th.
Yeah, well, like you said, Joe Lewis Walker, excuse me, is headlining and amazing, you know, blues legend. He's played with everybody, and we're really excited to have him here. Opening up for him is a local young singer named Bella Sanchez, Isabella Sanchez, from Montpelier, and also Dave Keller, local Vermont.
We know Dave well here at WDEV. Dave.
And they're all backed up by our very own Vermont Jazz Trio. So it's a lineup of a little bit of kind of jazz with Bella. Dave brings kind of the soul blues, and then we've got the blues rock headlining the event.
And Chief, why is this type of event how you want to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day?
Yeah, well, I mean, we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day every day because that's who we are. I mean, we don't need a special day to celebrate who we are. We kind of, it's a day set aside to help educate others to be, so they get to see some of our culture, and, you know, we can kind of get together as a people and share our culture along with the public. But this also has another meaning to it as well. This partnership that we have developed also helps with our food security programs. As you know, we're one of the highest health. We have one of the highest health disparity rates. You know, we're susceptible to COVID. We have vaccine. We're going to have a vaccine clinic there, so people can get vaccinated because we had one of the lowest rates of vaccinations in the state. So it's an opportunity for other people, not just Native people, to get vaccinated if they're still hesitant. But we have a food security program. A lot of people stand in food lines. We know of the food security issues in Vermont. So we have actually a 24 herd or head bison herd that helps provide meat to our citizens. We have the garden crops. And we also have land access to gather natural foods and nuts and berries. And as you know, we just got our hunting and fishing rights. So all of this together helps feed our people. And we have three food distribution sites, one in Holland, one here at my house in Shelburne, and one in Conococ, New Hampshire, to try to provide nutritious food. So these types of programs not only educate the public about who we are, but it also helps support from the ticket sales and other donations, our food programs. So there's a lot of benefit for these sort of programs, and we really value the partnerships that we have.
M.A., you're the executive director of Stowe Vibrancy. What is Stowe Vibrancy, and why are you partnering with the Abenaki for this special occasion?
Sure. Stowe Vibrancy is what we call a downtown designation organization. So we're one of a 52-member organization in the state of Vermont. We represent the town of Stowe and the community of Stowe. Our job is to help support businesses, our economics, produce events. Every town's a little bit different. We got involved with Indigenous Peoples Day. It was kind of a brainchild that we had last year after knowing that the state of Vermont had formally changed the holiday from what we used to call Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. With the chief, we started partnering him with him last year and just decided this was a great event to start putting on. And as the chief mentioned, all the money that we raise from this actually goes back to Abenaki Helping Abenaki. So it's a fundraiser for the tribe. Last year was a huge success, and we expect this year to be even bigger. We did it during a pandemic last year.
Yes, we did.
So we could only have 150 people. We're expecting over 500 this year.
M.A., let's make sure that we've got all the details for the event, where, when, how people get tickets, things like that.
Certainly, yeah. So Saturday, October 9th, at the Mayo Fields in Stowe. It starts at 10:30 and runs until 6:30 or 7 o'clock. Tickets are available for the rock and roll component of the show at www.stowvibrancy.com. So that's Stowe Vibrancy. You can Google that and find the tickets.
Perfect.
The day component from 10:30 to 2:30 is free and open to the public. So come out, enjoy it. If you want to come and stay for the rock and roll component, you can get tickets the day of. Tickets are $25 pre-show, $30 day of.
All right. Let's take a call from Stephen, who's joining us from Montpelier. Stephen, go right ahead.
Yeah. I was wondering if the chief could comment on the meaning of some of the names of our rivers, such as the Connecticut, the Nalhegan, the Lamoille, the Missisquoi, the Winooski, maybe the Hoosick. I'm not sure if those are Abenaki names or not, but I was wondering if the chief could might know some of the meanings of those rivers.
Chief, go right ahead.
Yeah, like I'd mentioned, Nalhegan means place of the wooden traps or the wooden deadfall traps. And sorry, my phone's ringing here.
That's all right.
Winooski means onion river, place where the wild onions grow.
Mm-hmm.
And Missisquoi means place of the flint. So, like I said, they're all based on where things are and where things are located. So this is why we are the people that are place-based people, and that's why the places are named for what they offered when it came to resources, not just after people, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, some of those names are still held today. Europeans just continue to use the name. So we know them as one place. Europeans may know other places that are the same under their naming convention. So it's still the same place, no matter what type of people, I don't want to say type of people, whether you're European or native or something, has a name for that place.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep, it sure does. Stephen, thanks for that call. And Chief, while we're talking about the language, most of us say Abenaki. M.A., you used the pronunciation of Abenaki. Is there a right or wrong way when we refer to the Abenaki people?
Well, it's like a potato or potato. It's
okay.
Basically what it is Abenaki has always been known as the U.S. translation for us. You know, like we are people of the first light or dawnland people, which that's what Abenaki means, right? Place of the dawn, or again, it's place-based, or, you know, people who see the first light of day. So Abenaki is an English version of that. If you are in Canada and the French, we were allied with the French, they say Abenaki or Abenaki, which is kind of the English pseudo-French version of Abenaki. So both are technically correct. They're just pronounced differently. But it's like I said, it's potato, potato. It's all the same.
What a beautiful word.
Right or wrong.
Absolutely beautiful word, beautiful meaning. Peter, I want to talk more about the music, the rock and roll component of October 9th. And tell us how you put together the lineup, why you chose the groups that are going to be playing that day.
Sure. Vermont Jazz Trio is kind of the house band, if you will. And we got Waterbury native Jeremy Hill on double bass. I shouldn't say native. I think he's from New Hampshire, but he lives here and teaches in Waterbury, Jeremy Hill. Local pianist phenom Remy Savard from Montpelier is our pianist. So it's kind of a local band of ringers. and that's the house band. And we've been together, I guess, through the pandemic. We started with a jazz brunch series and we've done a Main Street Live series in Stowe. The groups or the headliners that we're backing up, we've got Bella Sanchez, and she's a young singer, just kind of on the scene. I think I first became aware of her at a Jennifer Hartswick concert at Zen Burn. She was being featured with the Vermont Jazz Ensemble, the big band. And Bella was just there checking it out, so I kind of noticed her, and then other friends were talking about her. Hey, you know, Bella and the Notables, have you been, you know, are you hip to that? And so just kind of became more and more aware of what she's up to. She's a young singer. She's a hustler. She's out there. She's going after it. So we wanted that energy, especially in the pandemic where people weren't doing much. You know, who was trying and who was hungry and who was, you know, trying to find work and just go after it. So she's an up-and-coming star and wanted to feature her. She's opening the show. Dave Keller, he was with us last year, and I was aware of Dave just kind of being back in Vermont. I moved back in to Vermont in 2014, grew up in Barrie, but moved when I was 11. And coming back, you know, as a musician, you're wondering who's out there and who's playing, and, you know, it doesn't take long. You're aware Paul Asbell's got something going on, and Dave Keller, and these different things are happening. So Dave was definitely on my radar as somebody who's kind of a big name in Vermont, and we called him up last year. He was more than happy to join us, and last year he was the opener for Joanne Shenandoah. This year we're bringing him back to open for a friend of his, Joe Louis Walker.
Wow.
And we got to thank Laura Carbone, who helped us kind of get in touch with Joe. She does some blues events up in Plattsburgh, I believe, and she kind of put us in touch with Joe Louis Walker and his team, and we got a lineup for you know, Indigenous Peoples Day rocks.
That's fantastic. Rock. Now, one other bit of music, Chief. I think you're part of the drum group that will be performing as well. Am I right?
Oh, that is correct. Last year we had four. Milhegan's known for our drums, so we had four big drums. I think we had somewhere close to 15 people or 20 people playing our songs in front of the stage last year. I think we'll have the same number of drums, if not people. So it's kind of, I don't like using the word powwow. It's more of a rendezvous where we drum and people can dance and or just listen to the music, do what their heart feels like. But we'll have a drum circle, which is kind of a dance area where people can dance to our drums and our songs like you would at a powwow. We also have a native person doing some music during the day on one of our workshops. We'll also have some history. We might have some of our language. So, you know, we'll have a few things that are going on. And like I said, we will have a vaccine clinic. I worked with the Department of Health to bring in a vaccine clinic so that way people who need a vaccine shot can get one. So I think it's going to be a good time. I also would like to make a shout out to some of the other partners. Like, you know, out of this whole process, you know, we've gotten great partners to help donate hay to our herd, you know, to help feed our bison, because we don't have a revenue source, a consistent revenue source. We live on kind of grants and donations and other things. So, you know, John Fusco was very heavily involved in the beginning last year, and Tony and the VAR Law Group and other partners like that who help also beyond just the Indigenous Peoples Day event, that other people and other partners, because it's all about partnerships, help provide stuff for our people to make it easier for us to uplift our people. So I just want to say there's many people behind the scenes. I really appreciate Ami, really appreciate Peter. They're kind of the face of this event from the Still Vibrancy side and the music. So they're kind of spearheading this. But also there's a lot of people behind the scenes that in order to make this possible, I just wanted to at least give everybody a shout out.
Absolutely. Don Stevens is chief of the Mohegan Band of the Cusick Abenaki Nation. Peter Schmickley is the music director of Indigenous Peoples Day Rocks. And Ami Green is the executive director of Stowe Vibrancy. The event, again, Saturday, October 9th at the Mayo Farm Fields. And to learn more about the event, you can go to stowevibrancy.com. I want to thank all three of you for being with me this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
All right,
Rick. Can you at least, if people want to know more about our people and our culture, they can go to www.abenakitribe.org, and they can kind of see us from a year-round perspective if they would like. I just wanted to at least put our website there in case other people want to learn more.
You got it, abenakitribe.org. All right, we're going to take a break for CBS News, get an update, and then when we come back, more music to hear about the Tiny Museum of Vermont Music History. This is Vermont Viewpoint on WDEV.